You are listening to PolicyBazaar.ae's The Policy Project. We've got you covered.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a brand new episode of The Policy Project. I'm Sid, the host of this podcast and your go-to person for all things insurance. How are you all? UAE witnessed heavy rains and flooding recently, and during such turbulent weather conditions, it becomes extremely crucial for motorists to check their driving habits and follow safety guidelines to avoid accidents, sadly, to ensure their safety along with the safety of others, which is what we shall be talking about today. And like always, we have an expert with us who's here to share her knowledge with all of us. Please welcome Toshita Chauhan, Business Head of Car Insurance at PolicyBazaar.ae. Hey Toshita, welcome to The Policy Project. Always a pleasure to have you here.
Hi Sid, thank you so much.
So before we dive right in with the questions, after the rains, more claims coming in or more policies renewals coming in?
I think a mix of both. I personally received so many phone calls from people, you know,
right,
who know me, who know someone who knows me, asking that, yaar, damage ho kya hai, claim kaise karenge, cover hoga, nahi hoga. So clearly there was, you know, could understand that there's a lot of, probably, there's not enough clarity on, you know, what is covered, what is not covered. So people have bought insurance and we've seen this, you know, the heavy rainfall this month, last month. So it's been quite frequent in the last few weeks. And clearly people have been affected by it. So I'm glad that at least people are having that conversation and rethinking that what kind of cover that they have bought and thinking more about the value of their car rather than the value of the car insurance premium that they eventually shell out.
Right.
So that's good for us.
Absolutely. Very good for everybody, in fact. So let's dive right in. Okay. So Toshita, as third-party insurance out here in the UAE, it's mandatory. Everybody knows that. But does it include coverage against the damages caused by natural calamities as well, like flooding or rain or any of the other things that happen?
See, as the name suggests, right, third-party insurance is for third-party. Basically, it will not cover anything for your car. It will not cover any accidental claims. It will not cover any flood damages or any natural calamity damage for your own vehicle because you have taken a third-party cover. What it could cover at the most, which if it is part of a policy inclusion, is a roadside assistance cover. So if while purchasing the policy, let's say you had as the third-party policy that you had purchased, you had also added on or the policy came with an included roadside assistance. So in case your car breaks down or is stuck somewhere in floods, etc., you could call in for that to drive it, you know, to be taken to the nearest garage or repair center.
Okay. But talking about insurance companies, do all insurance companies in the country, they cover damages due to natural calamities, or are there companies which say that we don't do this, please go to the other one?
So, see, as part of the comprehensive policy inclusion, natural calamity or natural perils, which include floods, earthquake, etc., right, that is covered. But there are certain kind of, there's a certain fine print to it, which, you know, the customer should be aware or the policyholder should be aware. For example, few insurance companies will not cover your claim if you are driving your vehicle in the flood, like because they know that you are taking the risk. As we know, in the last two scenarios that we had, right, last two incidents of the heavy rainfall and the floods that the country witnessed, the government itself sent us that, you know, alarm message. Telling us, yeah, ghar pe raho, please, you know, stay safe, be at home, be safe.
Yeah.
And so the insurance companies basically say that, hey, you're, you know, after, in spite of, you know, the government, all the media telling you to be safe and stay at home, you're still driving your vehicle. So that could be excluded, that if you are driving your vehicle in the floods, in the rains, and then your vehicle gets damaged or gets, you know, sort of stuck in the flood or just stops working, then they may not cover it. Obviously, any accidental damage, any motor claims that, you know, there's a vehicle collision, etc., that will be covered still. But obviously, we should all refrain, right? Unless it's absolutely necessary for us to get out of the house and drive the vehicle. So this is in the fine print. So while purchasing the policy, we should, you know, clearly ask whoever we are buying the policy from whether this is an inclusion or an exclusion. Yeah, so I think to answer your question broadly, yes, natural calamity cover is there. But what really causes the damage is something which the insurance company will decide.
So before we move on, just for the listeners to understand, when you say natural calamity, are there any things which are not covered in natural calamities, or everything? Like anything can happen?
Yeah, everything is covered. It's again, it's part of the risk, right? So it would be, I mean, it depends on, okay, the incident happened, the floods happened, the rains happened. What did you do to cause that damage? Were you just sleeping at night in your house and then you woke up and you've realized that your car park area is covered? Yes, that will be covered. But if you try and, you know, kind of start the car and it's not starting and, you know, time and again you're doing that, you may cause multiple electrical damage within the car, which could, if the claim amount was, let's say, it could have taken 1,000 dirhams to fix your car, it could now take 10,000 dirhams, right? So all those things are something that, you know, typically the insurance company will evaluate.
Okay. Like I was going by the example of during the last rains, if you remember, there was a lot of hailstorm which happened and a lot of windscreens were broken, but the vehicles were all parked. Nobody had taken them out. So is that covered in natural calamity?
That is covered. Yes, that is covered.
So anything parked and you've not used the vehicle is covered?
Yes, that is covered. You have to, again, there is a part of the policy, there are certain excess amounts or deductibles or co-payments, like we call it. So that could vary basis what the policy you bought, what type of vehicle you drive. Is it a sports vehicle, a coupe vehicle that could have a higher excess? So all those things, but these are a standard kind of a, you know, policy inclusion.
Right.
But yes, hailstorm, to answer, yes, hailstorm damage is covered.
Okay. So in terms of the insurance company assessing the damage to the vehicle after, you know, it's been affected by the flood, how do they analyze if the cause of the damage is due to natural disasters or if it's an intentional action?
Right. So, I mean, what we advise all our customers is if there is an incident where your vehicle is damaged, please report it immediately. Now, you know, the UAE has made it very easy to, you know, report it via the apps of various government entities. You can just get a police report from the app. You can, so we every insurance company has a way to, you know, file the claim, whether that'll be through an email or through the app, or with, like, for example, for Policy Bazaar customers, you can contact us. We will register the claim on your behalf. And then the insurance company will assess the claim. They will typically ask for photos, police report, and basis that, they may also send a surveyor to the vehicle, to the site of the incident, and assess that what exactly happened. Also, there are certain areas which are more prone to floods. For example, in Sharjah, in the low-lying areas, you know, there are certain areas where we know that, you know, water will get accumulated, and typically multiple cars that were parked there are getting impacted. So the insurance company has an overview of, you know, which areas typically, you know, are more prone. Certain times they may have a hitch on, okay, this does not add up. So the surveyor will kind of, you know, take this case over, do the whole inspection, ask for more details, and then will be decided.
Interesting. Okay, so before we move on to the next segment, one last thing. Can you share some tips to avoid car damage during floods?
I mean, the standard ones, right, which I think most of us already are aware of, that thankfully in this country, you know, we're all quite warned before any such thing is happening, right? Now the government has made it better in terms of much easier for us that, you know, they encourage private firms to give work from home. Schools sometimes give, you know, a day off for that particular day when the rains are expected or the weather conditions are really bad. And one thing is, I mean, don't drive unless it's absolutely necessary. B is, you try and park in a covered area where, you know, if, for example, you're in Abu Dhabi Alane, where, you know, we heard that hailstorms were, you know, witnessed. We didn't get to see that in Dubai, but in Abu Dhabi Alane, yes. Certain areas we already know that, you know, I mean, see, typically where we generally park every day, it doesn't really change too much. So is there a way that we can park it in a safer place? Also, I think more than just the insurance damage or insurance claim, right? Even the garages in the country are kind of full with the amount of cars that they can repair in a day.
Correct.
And so you may just be in a waiting list, which could take much longer than your normal repair time. And that's just inconvenience for a lot of us to have the car not functional for whatever, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. So we're seeing that. We're seeing that the garages are mostly full and there's a huge waiting list for them to even take on the car and do the minor repairs.
True that. Talking about hailstorms in our lane, I remember seeing these videos where the windscreens of the car, ke upar mein, they had the mattresses on they're just waiting.
and this time, in fact, remember, we also saw on social media, like in Northern Emirates, Fujairah or Russell Kim, I'm not sure where it was, that people had actually parked their expensive cars inside the villa. Like not the, inside the gate, inside the door. So they were parked in the... you know, indoor facility wherein, and then we saw people putting...
It was in the living room.
Yeah. We saw people putting the sandbags against the gate, you know, so that the water doesn't come inside. So, yeah. I mean, see, eventually these are all personal belongings and they're all valuable items. So, insurance cover is there to protect the risk. But obviously, if we know the risk, then we have to, you know, we can do better.
Absolutely, absolutely. Alrighty, so that was a very insightful segment indeed. And now we move on to the next one, which is Ask Away. Now, in this segment, we take up FAQs by our lovely listeners and we respond to them with the help of our experts. Now, if you too are inquisitive and you too are curious learner like myself and you've got questions about finance, about insurance, then don't hesitate. Just ask away. Slide into our DMs on Instagram. Follow us on Policy Bazaar UAE and reach out to us via any of the other social media channels. And we'll try our best to answer your questions in the next episode. So today, we shall be taking up questions related to car insurance that we've received in our inbox. So, Toshita, ready to answer Ask Away?
Yes, go for it.
All right. So the first one is from Deepa. Now she's asking, what are the common mistakes that motorists commit in the UAE during heavy rains and floods, which could result in invalidating their claims altogether?
I mean, see, most of it we already spoke about, right? Driving when, you know,
correct.
It's basically what we say, right? Well, mujhe maar. I know this is an issue and I'm just basically going for it. The other thing is reporting the claim, right? How soon can you report the claim? Because if there is a scenario where the insurance company wants to contest the claim or wants to know more information, it is better to report the claim as soon as possible so that the insurance company can come back to you with more information. If there are photos or videos required of the site, that site may not be, let's say, 2 days later flooded in the same way as it was, you know, when your car was damaged. So I think I would just basically say that timely reporting of claims, giving the insurance company the adequate information that they require, and that would be it.
Okay. And all the kadak chai and samosa photographs that you need to take it from indoors.
Yeah.
Just exactly. Don't take the car out. All right. The second question is from Abhishek. Now, he's asking, is natural calamity coverage included in rental car insurances in the UAE?
It is included in rental car insurances also. I mean, because... again, the car is out there on the road, right? So it is included. The terms and conditions, again, could be very different because rental car policies are, they come under a fleet policy. Because typically when you are buying a rental car, the insurance company requires you to have a minimum number of cars to be put under that policy. So again, the terms and conditions that have been negotiated basis that, I think it is important to know what did you pay for, what covers did you buy. As a rule of thumb, yes, it is covered. Again, the fine print could be different. There could be some exclusions around it.
Okay. All right. Now, the next one is from Pooja. And she wants to ask about this UAE businessman who lost 5 million dirhams worth of cars due to the hailstorm in Al Ain. He was all over the news recently. So, what kind of a coverage should one opt for if the vehicles are part of the inventory, so to speak?
See, if the vehicles are part of the inventory, that basically means they do not have an individual owner yet, right? They're not on somebody's name registered. They're not registered under a company's name or on an individual's name. So typically for a business that is into buying and selling cars, reselling cars, there is a different cover altogether, right, which is basically applied for, it's called property all risk, which is, it's sort of a commercial insurance that you get, which is, which will cover your inventory. To underwrite the risk, the insurance company will obviously need the list of vehicles typically that you've had in the inventory for the last 6 months or 8 months or 3 months, the value of those vehicles. Right. They would want to know more about your business. Where are these vehicles stocked? Is it in a closed parking area? Is it in an open yard? And basis that, the premiums and the terms and conditions of the cover will be defined. But these will not be covered under a motor insurance policy. They will have to get a property all risk cover, which if the UAE businessman had it, probably, you know, this would have been part of it.
So good to know for Pooja and good to know for that UAE businessman as well. Okay. Next up, Salman ka question hai, and he's asking, do add-ons like personal accident cover for drivers and passengers, roadside assistance and other apply for flood damages?
Yes. Everything else remains the same. So roadside assistance, yes. Obviously, if your car is stuck, you had parked it and if that area is flooded, you can't move it, you can get the roadside assistance cover and the, you know, the trailer will come and pick it up and drive it to the agency or garage or wherever you want that car to be repaired. And driver and passenger cover also work in the same form. There are no changes to that.
Okay. Okay. Salman, we hope you got your answer. And finally, Nupur ka question hai. She's asking, if I'm unable to find my car after floods, will car insurance cover it?
Oh, wow. That's the first I've ever heard in UAE.
Yeah, she's just hit the ball out of the park.
Meri gaadi kho gayi.
Dude, where's my car?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know of, I'm still trying to figure like of a scenario where you will not be able to find your car. Is it like, is probably, I don't know if it was parked in an area where it's fully submerged and you cannot see a thing.
Maybe in the Northern Emirates, somewhere in the Wadis or somewhere where the floods have come and it's just, you know, been dragged away with the water flow or something like that.
Yeah, so I mean, this will be a very, you know, this is not a normal scenario. It's a one-off kind of a scenario. So, I mean, we would assume, again, you follow the same kind of steps, which is basically reporting your missing vehicle, right? Here, you can't report the damage because the vehicle is missing. So, whichever emirate you sort of through the police by calling or you through their app, you report the... Because it's not really theft till proven. So...
True.
And I'm sure if there is a scenario in a certain area in UAE, there would probably be more such cases, which the, you know, the police or government may be aware of. So I would say then start from there. And I'm sure the UAE police will find it within a span of minutes, right? Or hours.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then when once found, then you follow the same claim, kind of claim registration process.
Perfecto. All right. All right, then. This brings us to the end of this segment, but don't go just yet. If you have any questions about financial wellness and insurance, simply ask away. DM us on Instagram, follow Policy Bazaar UAE, or reach out to us via any of the other social media channels, and we'll try our best to answer your queries in our next episode. For now, though, I hope we're all up to speed with our car insurance knowledge. We shall definitely meet again in the next episode with more informative and insightful content along with our lovely expert. So thank you so much for this conversation, Toshita. Always a pleasure to have you on the podcast.
Thank you so much. Same here.
That's it for today, everyone. See you in the next one. Take care and stay tuned.
You were listening to PolicyBazaar.ae's The Policy Project. We've got you covered.